which means that maybe that in part explains Prescott and Arizona's conservative nature, because people from conservative cities like Cincinnati moved to areas like Arizona, which may have been unsullied. Who knows? Maybe Prescott was a pure and open place and then just became Arizona conservative-like because all these foreigners, these out-of-staters, these retirees came. And of course, as people get older and their incomes rise, their politics seems to shift to the right in proportion. The old saying that a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged or something like that. Who knows?
If you're not a liberal in your 20s, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by your 40s, you don't have a brain. That's how the old...
That's another good old saying, yeah. Well, I'm happy to say that I have no brains at all. Having reached that milestone and yet have not given up some of the liberal fantasies that would get me a lot of bad ink in certain places.
Yeah, sometimes I sort of wish I was a Republican because their lives seem so much easier. So free of guilt, you know. There's things I think that as a conservative Republican, you can truly believe in that as liberal intellectuals, we don't have that privilege anymore.
Do you have an example?
Yeah, like business school.
Oh, belief in business?
Yeah, like you can believe as a conservative, you can believe that by going to your 9-to-5 job, growing the economy, downsizing corporations, making, you know, 10 times the average salary of an American, yeah, that you are actually doing a good thing, that it's actually like, that not that you're not doing a bad thing even, but that you're actually in some way doing what you're meant to do in life, you're progressing, you're, making the world a better place by gathering material belongings.
Yeah. By giving yourself over to the invisible hand that controls the market system, you are doing a form of obedience that is proper and maybe even ordained by God if you follow the reasoning of
Calvin.
Preacher
establishment.
The Pat Robertsons that are firmly in the back pocket of big corporate. There it is. See, there's that stupid, it's good here.
It's good here.
Yeah, in Cincinnati. You know, the funny thing about this ad campaign about it's good here, have you heard some of the radio spots for this, Scott? Probably you have not.
Yeah, I did right before I left, actually.
Oh, okay.
Which made me wish I was staying.
Well, I was describing this ad campaign to Cynthia, who had not heard it or seen the billboards. And during my first description, I was under the mistaken impression that the Cincinnati backpacking commercials were the product of some chamber of commerce or like the city council that were actually trying to convince us that Cincinnati was a good place, as if they were losing their tax base and needed to convince people to stick around.
No, it's just to convince people that the pizza's good here.
Exactly. But the thing is that the commercials, and even that billboard there, the corporate tie-in, the business tie-in, is so muted, is so understated, that I had forgotten entirely that it was just a regular old ad campaign by some company trying to strum on our nostalgia heartstrings and make us feel good about them by feeling good about Cincinnati.
Well, I think in Cincinnati, you're meant to associate living here with consuming certain products and paying a maintenance.
Which explains the survival of Skyline Chili.
Skyline Chili, La Rosa. You eat Skyline and La Rosa's.
Yeah.
If I
go to La Rosa's every time over Skyline, let's face it. La Rosa's actually has food that you can eat.
If you're doing good in Cincinnati, you work for Procter & Gamble, or you work for Chiquita, or you work for Kroger Brands,
and suck the dick of the Bengals and the Reds, and then bend over and say, stadiumize me, stadiumize me.
Yeah, well, Tom likes a nice stadium.
It is a